Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for just the next 30 minutes. Thank you all so very much for tuning in this evening. This is an unusual format. It's different from our Tuesday night show. The Tuesday night show basically encounters relationships, people who are having problems with their relationships, and we tend to focus on those challenges that they are having. But tonight is and every Friday night is our inspirational program that features spiritual component. It's your half-hour inspirational program, and it basically deals with issues relative to matters that are spiritual in nature. Some people may view it as religious in nature. I view it as spiritual in nature. It's about having a relationship with the Almighty God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. This show, you'll have our inspirational program, is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. But this is Friday nights, or our half-hour inspirational hour, where usually I'm the only one that speaks for the duration of this program. Whereas our Tuesday evening show has a number of individuals that, including my co-host, that come on the air and we exchange dialogue. Tonight we're going to talk about when you don't feel like praying. When you don't feel like praying, Father, we invite you into this message this evening. We pray that it would be an enlightenment for the hearers of your holy word. We pray that they would not only hear this word, but somewhere along the way find a message for them, that when they don't feel like praying, after the message that they would have heard this evening, they will in fact feel like the need to even go further when they don't feel like it. These are the blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, there's an old saying, and I can't recall exactly who the author is of this or who coined this phrase, but there's a phrase that goes like this. Successful people do the things that other people don't want to do. Paraphrase that quotation by saying successful people do the things that other people not only don't want to do, but they don't feel like doing. Once again, successful people do the things that other people not only don't want to do, but don't always feel like doing. And so I use that analogy to touch bases with what I want to present to you all this evening. And that is, you may be finding in your spirit, you may be finding in your heart that there are times when you've prayed and your prayers just seem to fall on deaf ears. There may have been times when you felt that you don't feel like worshiping God because it just seems it's all in vain. There may even have been times when you felt like you felt doubtful whether or not God even existed or exists. May have even been times when you just felt like giving up on life altogether because of the injustices the unfairness that go on in life. But I'm here to tell you this evening, I'm here to tell you that God is alive and well. God is alive and well. I'm here to tell you this evening that God, the living God, who is alive and well, the living God, he sees all. I'm here to tell you that the living God, he knows all. And I'm here to tell you that he has not forgotten your quest. I'm here to tell you that he has not forgotten or ignored your prayer. I'm here to tell you this evening that the living God is there, and he knows all, he sees all, and he answers all in his time. No man on God. The living God caused the foundations of the earth to come into existence. And that same living God is the God who called, who founded. He caused the light to be commanded. He separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day. Well, you see, that living God, he's here. And I know that you are going through your period of despair. But let me tell you something. The time when you don't feel like praying is the time when you need to pray. Let me tell you something, because your faith, when it comes to worshiping God, I can attest to this. Your faith is going to be tried over and over and over and over and over. And it's on to infinity. It's going to be tried. Even when you get the area, you're going to be tested in another area. This is ongoing throughout life. But with your test comes testimonies that other people can hold on to their faith as a result of your testimony. They can be able to hear the things that you went through and you succeeded through during times when you were at your lowest, and you were able to look up and stand up because you cried out to the living God and said, God, have mercy on me. And the living God, in his own time, he heard your cry. And he delivered you from the walls and the destruction of even that cocaine out there. And you never thought it possible when others just counted you out. But God says, I will never leave or forsake you. There have been times when injustices of life have rained down upon us like a mighty river. A mighty storm has crossed our way with injustices as we suffer throughout some of our times in life. Says, I control the wind from the east to the west, the north and the south. He says, there's nothing that goes on that I don't know about. He says, there's nothing that goes on that I don't see. He says, there's nothing that goes on without me being the one that allows it to happen. But in his word, he goes on to say that all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord. There are things within those words that we cannot understand in the human frailty of our mind. But I believe, as the scripture tells us, one day we will see through a glass. You know, though we see through it darkly, we will see it face to face. We will have an understanding by and by one day. Though we go through our times and our periods of struggle, and sometimes your storm is in raising your children out there, and you just don't understand that the children seem so wayward. There are those times when you say, Lord, I can't even pray anymore because these children just won't change their behavior. You say, Lord, I don't know what else to do. I throw up my hands. You know what? You need to ask yourself the question, are you training your children in the way that the Lord would have you to train them? Do you have your children in church? Do you have them in church? If you worshiped on Saturdays, do you have them in Sabbath school so that they can get the lesson study? If you have them in church and you worship on Sunday, do you have them in Sunday school where they can get the lesson study there, where they can ask questions. You know, during a sermon, during the 11 o'clock hour, divine hour, you can't ask questions to interrupt the minister. But when you have them in the Sabbath school or the Sunday school class, where they are there to learn about the Word of God and how God powerful He is and His love for humanity, that's where they can ask questions. There, that's where they can learn to satisfy some of the inquisitions that they will have throughout their lives. That's the starting point. And when you let them know there that there's somebody greater than their parents, somebody greater than their grandparents, somebody greater than their auntie, somebody greater than their uncle, somebody stronger than their father, somebody more organized than their mother, when you let them know that and what his expectations are of them, I can assure you only by the word of God that your child will grow up in knowing God. And the scripture tells us, train up a child in the way that he should go. When he is older, he will not depart. And see, that's what happens when you're training up a child in the word of God. They grow up knowing the word of God. And you see, when you grow up knowing the word of God, it's very difficult. Because even when the parent is no longer around, you will hear the voice of your parent having trained you. And the Holy Spirit will be working with you. That's God's Spirit in you. So I say to you this evening, when you don't feel like praying because you failed you, when you don't feel like praying because you feel that God has neglected you, when you don't feel like praying because you feel that your world is caving in, my brother, my sister, that is the time that you should get closer to God, because he never leaves you. He never leaves you. He said he would never leave you or forsake you. And I submit to you tonight that no matter what your life is like, no matter what your circumstances are, the living God knows it all. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. You know, there's nothing that escapes him. I mean, you're talking about, if you start to have some doubts, oh, my goodness. You know, when you don't feel like praying, something else I say to you, say, well, Dr. Walker, how can you say just pray anyway? You know, I'm human. Yes, we are. And God knows that. Just get there and pray anyway. God, help me. I done made some mistakes. But God, help me not to make these, just keep repeating the same mistake. When you start having some doubts and you don't feel like praying, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you several options tonight. I'm going to tell you to start finding some scriptures. Google it. You know, put right in there scriptures on when you don't feel like praying. And you're going to find scriptures there. You can find 20 scriptures or more, and even in some cases more. When you don't feel like praying, Google that and find some scriptures that will enrich your life, that will give you a reason to go pray. I'm going to give you some practical stuff also right now. Before I even go to the scripture base, when you don't feel like praying, I say pray anyway. With some practical things, when you feel like you've given up on God, or you just don't want to have that close relationship with him, let me tell you something. You go out there and you just start looking one night into the heavens. Just look at the stars. Look at the stars. And begin to wonder, how could they be so organized and in such a perfect place that they, the comets don't, the asteroids, none of this stuff just comes down here to Earth and knock over people. Just start thinking about the centrifugal force. What keeps everything so organized and in place in the galaxy? Just start thinking about the planets that are out there. Earth is only one planet. They're saying that there's more than 9 planets now. Well, you know what? There, chances are, I believe, this is my personal belief, there are other worlds out there. May not be in the human form that we're in, but the God that we serve is so great. This is only one planet. Don't you think that his greatness could have created a universe that things that we don't even know about because our minds are so finite, creation, It was never intended for us to understand all the creation. We are not God. But that's where our faith comes in and our belief. And so when you don't feel like praying, just look into the heavens. And you know that he's there. He's there. This is not even just Christmas time or the holiday season. Those stars are pretty all the time. And get you a telescope. Look up there. I'll go visit a museum of science and look into the heavens and see how the Milky Way and all the Small Dipper, the Big Dipper, all the galaxies and how the planets are lined up. Somebody put those in place so harmoniously, so perfectly. So when you start to, when you don't feel like praying, it's not enough. Go visit a sick ward at a hospital. When you don't feel like praying, because you're thinking so much about your situation, you're thinking so much about your crisis, you're thinking about so much of what has happened to you, go visit a sick ward one day. And just look at the people that are in there. Go to one floor and visit. You know? Just one floor and visit those people. When you don't feel like praying, visit Skid Row. Visit the Skid Row in your town and find the people who are out there because they've been on drugs. And that's all they're wanting is another hit. Another hit for some more drugs. Visit Skid Row. Think your situation is so bad. When you don't feel like praying, go visit the homeless. They have them in every city. Go visit the homeless. When you see children that are homeless with their parents, living under a bridge, living out of a box, living out of a grocery cart, you know, the buggy that they push, that's all their life possessions are in that buggy. When you think your situation is so bad, go there and visit some of them. Visit the homeless. When you think your situation is so bad, go down to the welfare place or the place where they may call it AFDC, where they're getting government assistance, and see how long people have to wait in a line for their names to be called just so that they can get some type of assistance for them and their family. When you don't feel like praying and you feel like you want to give up, let me just tell you, drive around to some of the nursing homes where the people are suffering from dementia and other conditions. You know what? If just these that I've given you alone, okay, just some of these that I've given you alone, practically, if you just did one of these things, I believe if you got any ounce of humanity inside of you, even without having the God inside you, which he's in you, but just having some humanity in you, let me tell you something, you will be touched. You will be touched. You will find out how small your crisis is. And if that's not enough, when you don't feel like praying, turn on the television sometimes. Look at one of these stations that show you the children that are dying from starvation. These are all around them. Mothers are just trying. They have no more milk to suck. Their nipples, their breasts is dried up. Mothers who are trying to give their last to feed their children in certain countries. When you feel like giving up, turn on that television and you look. You look at those innocent children that are dying by the hundreds, if not thousands, on a daily basis around the world. And you've had a meal. Try going a couple of days without a meal or clean water, decent water to drink, when you feel like giving up. And I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm not suggesting that you do that. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. But if you just imagine when you've been your hungriest, when you just feel like, oh, I'm so hungry, I can't wait till lunchtime, at least you have some idea where your next meal is coming from. These people around the world, when a mother is hungry and she's watching her child die, that's what you need to look at. Because every woman can relate to that. That's a mother. She will give her last anything. If you put her up against saying, Miss, we only have food for you, or for one of you all, every mother will tell you, feed my child. Feed my child. Feed my child. If that's the last meal, feed my child. So when you think your situation, you don't feel like praying, let me tell you something. That alone should give you so many reasons to pray and be thankful. And it should give you a reason to want to reach out and help somebody to eradicate hunger around the world. That's what it should be able to do. Give you a reason to want to eradicate hunger in every human being. Every one of us should be able to go and say, let's eradicate hunger around the world. Let's do that. You know, when you don't feel like praying. And so I want to leave you with, as we close out tonight's broadcast, I do want to give you some scriptures, and I want you to think heavily on those things that I have presented to you that were quite practical. The Bible tells us to pray in the Spirit at all times with prayer and supplication. To that end, we should alert all for perseverance and supplication. Read Ephesians 6:18. Psalms 55:16-17. But I called to God, and the Lord will save me evening and morning and at noon. I utter my complaints and moan, and he hears my voice. God hears it all. God hears it all. Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And let me tell you something. When you're thinking about yourself so much, take yourself off of you and start thinking about somebody else, even praying for someone else. And when you begin to concentrate, take yourself off of you and begin to concentrate on somebody else's need, you will start to feel better, because that's who we are. We are not designed to be selfish individuals, but we are designed to be caring, sharing, loving individuals. I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayers come before you. That's David talking. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Psalms 145:18. There are so many scriptures out here. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That's very important, to call on him in truth. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Psalms 141:1-2. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous person has a great power as it is working. Psalms 62:8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge, present help in trouble. God is our refuge and our strength. And those are just but a few of the scriptures that I want to share with you this evening. And as we close tonight's broadcast, I don't want to close out without giving somebody that opportunity to just, you know what, repent from your ways. Repent from the way that you think. Repent from having doubt in God. Just repent, you know, and apologize to God. God, I'm sorry for doubting you. God, I'm sorry for complaining so much. You know, I've never seen, I mean, it's like you want to hear about people who complain? Read about the children of Israel. Read about the children of Israel. The children of Israel that complained all the time. And a journey that could have taken them 10 to 11 days, God let them wander. He allowed them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because of their bickering, their murmuring, and their complaining. That's what he did. But see, the scripture tells us to everything give thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And as we approach the Thanksgiving season, give thanks on a daily basis. You don't need just one day to celebrate a time of thanks. You need, every day should be thanksgiving to God. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for waking my wife up this morning. Thank you for waking my husband up this morning. Thank you for waking my children up. Thank you for allowing me to have a job. Thank you for the job that you're going to give me. Thank you for the mission that you want me to go on. Thank you for the assignment that you've given me. Will me to do your will. Just have that praise going on. And if you really want to get close to God, play a song of meditation every morning. Try it for 21 days. A song, I challenge you tonight, try a song of meditation for 1 day. Just play it every morning while you're preparing to go to work, to school. You know, your assignment, a song of meditation that has, that's a spiritual song, that one that you can relate to, one that may have taken you through your struggles. You know, I play one with Donnie McClurkin's song, Great is Thy Mercy Towards Me. I play that song literally every single morning. And all throughout the day, that song stays and it resonates within my heart and my mind and my spirit. And it stays with me throughout that day. And when there are times when I just feel like giving up, when there are times when that job stops, get to me. That song of meditation comes back. Great is thy mercy towards me. Thy loving kindness towards me. Thy tender mercies towards me. Great is thy grace. And I'm telling you, 21 days, find that meditation song that goes into your spirit. And so when that patient will be your strength, great is thy mercy towards me. I'm telling you, I prayed it so much more than 21 days. Until chances are, it's like all during the day, even at night, as I wake up in the middle of the night, that song is still on my heart. That song is still on my mind. That song is still in my mercy, in my spirit. And let me tell you, you can do the same thing when you know that God's mercy is there. When you know that his grace is there, you can be fulfilled. You have reasons to continue to pray. And not just pray, but pray prayers of thanksgiving. We are clearly out of time at this point, but I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And I'm going to encourage you to be ambassadors for Christ out there. If you've enjoyed this message this evening, pick up the phone, call somebody, tell them to tune in to this broadcast. They can listen live at drjessewalker.com or check out one of the archive shows. Join us next Tuesday for part two of the show that we had last week, to the old-fashioned wedding or traditional vows to love, honor, and obey. Are they relevant today? Join us next Tuesday for that show, part two of that show. Of course, if you can't join us next Tuesday, join us again next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.